Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah history. 107 years ago, two brothers, David and Richard Evans, were killed in a tremendous explosion that rocked the Winter Quarters No. 4 mine near Schofield in Carbon County. The Evans brothers were two of only 200 miners who lost their lives in the deadly Winter Quarters blast. But what makes their deaths so poignant is the fact that they had recently begun to achieve local fame as part of their family's musical performance troupe. The Evans family immigrated to Utah from their native Wales, where Isaac, David and Richard's father, had honed his skills as a poet and musician, and their mother had developed a reputation as a talented vocalist. Upon reaching Utah, the Evans family put down roots in Castledale, and Isaac and his sons, five in all, worked as coal miners. Mining, however, seems to have been just a way to make ends meet for the Evanses. Their true passion was music. According to a contemporary observer, the Evans family singers were consummate professionals. Not only had they won several prestigious local awards for their fine musical talents, the observer noted, but they had the best orchestra in the Emory County area. Such positive reviews of their music make the loss of David and Richard Evans in the Winter Quarters tragedy all the more unfortunate. Ironically, they appear to have survived a mine explosion 18 years earlier while still living in Wales. But they weren't so lucky in Utah. The personal impact the brothers' deaths had on their family is hard to detect from historical sources, but it's not hard to imagine that it hurt them deeply. It's possible to even speculate that their deaths contributed to their father's passing, not even a year later, in Castledale. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Brandon Johnson. Visit us online at utahhumanities.org.